Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all sitting upright? Very good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
real well. And, I was telling Jason that I got a call from our neighbor, Stuart. Stuart is a USA Prepares instructor. He's a former truck driver. He's a dairyman. Ran a dairy operation. And he called and gave me a heads up a couple days ago. And he said that there was an escaped felon wanted by the police, considered to be dangerous, domestic abuse. And then we found out there was three more. So it was neighbor calling neighbor saying, you know, make sure your door's locked and make sure you got something with a, you know, a tube and a projectile in it and, you know, be at the ready. Because the police are saying these guys are to be considered, or at least the second group of three, are to be considered armed and dangerous. So they're still on the loose. Three of them are still on the loose. They caught one. And so the message in this is it's a great little fire drill. So that you can connect with your neighbors, so that, you know, you help protect your neighbors. They call you, you call them. Everybody makes sure that everybody knows. And around here, everybody's got tools to deal with this. So the minimum, if there were a shootout, the minimum that would be coming from the farmer would be 30 caliber. That'd be the minimum. There would be some, you know, larger projectiles, or be some 12-gauge shotgun rounds. I mean, so if there were an engagement with people who wanted to hurt us and kill us, there would be return fire. Absolutely. And so I just want to let you all know that we're entering, this is the tip of the iceberg. And so why are people doing these things? Why is there so much violence? Why is there so much theft? Because people are broke. They didn't listen to the State of the Union message, and they didn't really hear how good things are. So they didn't know that everything's good. So they're taking matters into their own hands, and they're stealing things or going into barns, taking what they think they need, etc. So here we are, and it's going to get worse. Any comments, Kathy?
Vince, was this real close in your area?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Where you live? Were these felons right in your area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right on the other side of our farm. So, right on the other side of our farm. You know, one road over. So if you went through the back of our farm and you walked one more farm, that's where they were.
Well, yeah. It's the sign of the times. We had a couple years ago, we had a situation on our barn. We have a steel door on it. And my husband noticed that someone had tried to break in. And they had like a crowbar or something, because they actually bent part of the door trying to get in. And they didn't, because we have a couple deadbolts on there that are pretty, you know, pretty decent to go well into the dam. So what he did was he took a piece of steel and cut it on both sides and, you know, fastened it on there so that there's no way that they could bend it this time if they ever tried to come back. But we've had a couple instances, but this was a couple years ago, so we keep everything locked up pretty tight. when we're not around, especially.
We lived on the East Coast. We had a cabin on top of a mountain in West Virginia. It's 33 acres, and it was like a 15-minute event climbing up the driveway. It wasn't quite vertical, but it was darn close. Mrs. Finelli wouldn't even be in the truck with me because you only had maybe 6 inches of driveway to spare on the cliffside. So if you didn't judge right, it would take, you know, two people, one looking out the left window, one looking out the right window, etc. And, you know, it was a slow go, low range, four-wheel drive to climb up this mountain driveway. And so most people didn't want to go there. But one day, you know, we were building this cabin, and we put windows in it and siding on it and a well and those kinds of things. We were finishing it up. That was going to be, you know, where we're going to live in retirement. And it was so rural that they only paved half of the road going up this mountain. And that was the county road. Now, the part that they paved was the middle. They didn't. So when you drove up, if you drove in the middle of this road, all four tires would be on pavement. But if another car was coming, your two driver's wheels would be on pavement and the other two would be off the road, you know, in gravel maybe. So it was really, really rural. And our place was broken into. Somebody broke through a window and, you know, kind of looked through the place and left the window broken. I was livid, absolutely livid. I had, you know, a refrigerator and furniture and a wood stove and a lot of possessions in there as we were building, because we would work on it for several days and then we'd go back to Virginia. I was so angry that I took out my .45 and I discharged one round and I took some tape, cellophane tape, and I tied it to a piece of thread and I hung it outside the door, the back door, which is where they broke in, the window right next to the back door. And I put a 3x5 index card there with a Sharpie marker. And it said, the next one is for you. And that was the last that we were vandalized, burglarized. And so I let them know that they're going to try breaking into our place. There might be a shootout. And that's how I left it. And here in Missouri, there's a, you know, there are people who are known to break into barns with crowbars, etc. And one of the guys who is believed to be one of those types of individuals, when we first moved here, asked me, so what would you do if you found somebody in your house? And I just responded, I'd just shoot him. And he couldn't believe it. And he thought, gosh, this guy's an Italian. You know, he drives a Mercedes. He has a long driveway. He doesn't seem to have a job. He's got to be in the mob, and he probably kills people. So maybe we should stay away from his barns. And that's been true for 16 years. People just don't mess with us. So there is that, you know, you can have that message. And Greg Lesher's writing a book, and I'm reviewing it. I'll probably be done maybe today with it. And he says, you know, you could put a sign out. And the sign in his book, he says you could put a sign out that says, something like, trespassers will be shot, survivors will be shot again. And so so, you know, it's getting worse, and I expect it to get worse. The only thing you can do, the bottom line is, class, you got to get out of Dodge. You got to get away from people, because people are just, they're going nuts already. And there still is, you know, food to be had, and they're going nuts already. People are being bashed in the face at, you know, what's considered random attacks. I mean, what do you do? I mean, if somebody's walking toward you on the sidewalk and you think you just, you know, you're going to pass each other and he takes out a board and smashes you in the face and knocks you unconscious. I mean, you're not expecting that, right? It's a sneak attack. It's kind of like what the Japanese did in World War II, a sneak attack. It's unacceptable. So get out of Dodge and do what we and some of your instructors have done. Get out of Dodge, get away from people and become more secure and build your own house. Make your own mistakes. So, Kathy, back to you.
Vince, we well, I shouldn't say we. My husband kind of sent that message when we moved in, because some of the neighbors made, you know, would say, oh, what did you do, and all that. And so he kind of sent the message that he wouldn't tolerate anybody doing anything on the property. And so there's certain homes we know that you probably shouldn't go and try to do anything. But Vince, a couple things I would like to talk about, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts, especially on the trucker strike, and what's your assessment of how it's going to be affected, like what's going to happen, especially if it continues to go on, like what's going to be affected first, and then what should we do if we can do anything, you know, before it gets to where we really have a lot of severe shortages.
Okay, so Rich has asked me this question over the years in a different way. So, Vinny, if you had some extra money, he's asked me off the air, as I think maybe even once or twice on the air. So if you had some extra money, what would you do with it? Would you buy land? Would you buy gold, silver? You know, what would you do? And I said I would, since I already have land, our family has land and a farm, and we've got enough to say grace over. I mean, any more would be tough. 241 acres is as much as we can handle with our family. So more land would be really difficult. We'd have to buy much more machinery, and so we're okay with the land. So the next question is spare. You know, what do you do? So if we had more money, we would buy spare parts and supplies. Spare parts and supplies. It's food. Containers for storing water, buildings to house all this stuff in, buildings to protect the equipment we have, the battery chargers, the hoses, the clamps, the clutch discs, the pressure plates, the throw-up bearings, the alternators, the wire, all of those things, plumbing supplies. You know, literally, we have a plumbing department at our farm. So if I wanted to get, 100 feet of 3/4-inch PVC, we already have it. We bought it before the price went up because we knew it was going to go up. We bought the fittings. You can buy them in 10 packs, you know, which are called contractor packs. So if you want 3/4-inch PVC elbows or T's or couplings or faucets or hydrants, we bought all that stuff when it was less expensive because we knew this was happening. So now there are these shortages. So what would I do? I'd do the same thing. I would, you know, do today what we've already done. But, you know, shop wisely. I mean, don't just throw money at it. Just be very judicious with what you buy. But here's the thing. So the truckers are, they don't want to go to work, and I don't blame them. And there are rules and regulations in California that says you will have a truck with certain EPA standard pollution equipment, and if you don't have that, and if you got an older truck, you just flat out aren't going to be able to pick up a load from the ports. So there are fewer trucks. The roads are really dangerous. People are crazy. And so we have a truck driver problem. People don't want to drive trucks. There are fewer and fewer drivers. It's really dangerous work. And so there are fewer drivers, fewer trucks. And that means that the trucks that go to pick up the parts that are globally produced, they get the parts to repair the trucks. So if you have trucks going to get parts, so that trucks can be serviced to stay on the road, but those trucks aren't on the road, you're going to have fewer parts. And if you have fewer parts being delivered, everything collapses. Everything. That's food, the labels for the can, the ink for the labels, the glue for the labels, the steel. Everything becomes in short supply. And it's really terrible. And it's getting worse. And it's not going to get better for 20 years.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kathy asked me a very interesting question. So, what would I do in the transportation truckers? Shortages, all of that combined. So you all know, class, that without air, you're dead in 3 minutes. Without water, you're dead in 3 days. Without food, you're dead in 3 weeks. So the priorities, as far as I can tell, are air, number one, water, number two, food, number three, shelter, number four, transportation, number five. So what about air? Well, gas masks and goggles, you know, to protect your eyes, and maybe some N95 masks. You don't want to go out. You want to stay home. Water, well, that means that you need some plumbing pipe, PVC. You need a well pump. You need a well pressure tank. You need an IBC tote for extra water. Get some 5-gallon food-grade buckets with lids. You know, I bought 100 5-gallon buckets for about a dollar a piece, roughly speaking, about a dollar a piece. And that's because I bought a whole pallet of them. A guy had them on Craigslist, and they were used for garlic, minced garlic. So these things still smell, you know, a couple years later. And I bought the lids for about 10 cents a piece. So I've got 5-gallon buckets with lids. Now, what can you do with that? Well, they're food grade. You do all kinds of things with buckets. For example, you can make a chicken feeder. You can take a 5-gallon bucket and drill 1-inch holes around the base of it, you know, maybe a half inch off the base, 1-inch holes with a hole saw, maybe 6 to 8 holes. And then you take the lid from that 5-gallon bucket, and you have the lid upside down, and you put it and you bolt it to the base, so the chicken feed will come out the holes and it will be caught by the lid, which is actually a larger diameter than the base. And then you've got the bale to hold up the bucket, and now you can hang it in the chicken house. So there's a lot of things you can do with buckets. And then food, you know, you can't live without food for more than 3 weeks. I mean, it'd be miserable. So the best bang for the buck is cans, pasta, and grains. And you can have your grains last longer if you mix some diatomaceous earth in with it. That's food-grade diatomaceous earth. You can put it in buckets. You can pack it with nitrogen. But you need the buckets. So 100 buckets for $110, you know, the lids for 10 cents a piece, the buckets for a dollar. It's crazy not to do it, right? You can do. I mean, I even made a seeder to spread seed on the fields. I drilled some holes three times the diameter of the grass seeds and clover seeds I wanted to spread. And I put the seed in the bucket, filled the bucket halfway with seed, and put it on the back of a four-wheeler and did four-wheeler therapy. Went round and round and round and round, and just very slowly and very deliberately and very efficiently spread the seed. Now, is it as great as spreading, you know, the recommended amount of seed? No. No, it will, but the seeds will reseed as the plants grow, and within 2 years I'll have, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 worth of clover that I spent maybe $150 for, maybe $200. So there are approaches that you can take that can make your money go much, much farther. The thing that doesn't seem to last very long is acidic foods. So if you get canned fruit that's acidic, it won't last as long as less acidic fruit. If you have a choice between pasta sauce in glass jars versus pasta sauce in plastic jars versus pasta sauce in cans, the worst is the cans, the second is the plastic, and the best is the glass, because it will keep 5 years, as far as I can tell, through my experimentation, if you keep it out of the light and you keep it at a constant temperature. So the bottom line is, food is going to be a real big thing. Water is going to be a real big thing. And if you live in a city, you got to get out of there. It's as simple as that. Because you are not in control of your own destiny. And in Greg's book, which, you know, I'm reading every single word, and he says that, you know, the municipality can shut your water off at any time. So if you have a city house or a house in the suburbs that has that's connected to the city water or the municipal water system, if some moron forgets to order chlorine to treat the water for the parasites, they're not going to sell you the water. They're going to tell you, you know, or maybe they will sell it to you, but they'll tell you to boil it. And if you don't boil it, you get sick. So the bottom line is, they can shut the water off at any time. If the pump fails and they can't get a new pump, I mean, what makes them special? What makes them think that they can get new pumps or have the electrician or the people that are qualified to change out the defective parts and replace them with, you know, good working parts? It's, everything's falling apart. So I think you got to be prudent. I think you need to be proactive. And I think you need to get out of Dodge. And that's how I'm handling the supply chain, because everything's connected to everything else. The trucks bring the chips that bring, you know, bring them to Ford and Chrysler and GM. And if the trucks aren't running, the chips aren't going to the factory and the cars aren't being produced.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation tearing at the American workers' buying power, the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, global crisis in Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, and our border with Mexico, President Biden tells the American people Wednesday that he has exceeded most expectations.
Outperformed what anybody thought would happen. We have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that.
Democrats failed in their effort to change the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with all Republicans in the evenly split Senate. 52 lawmakers opposed the rule change, while 48 all Democrats were in favor. Senator Manchin on the Senate floor.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
President Biden delivered remarks prior to taking questions at a press conference marking 1 year since he took office.
It's been a year of challenges, but it's also been a year of enormous progress. We went from 2 million people being vaccinated at the moment I was sworn in to 210 million Americans being fully vaccinated today. We created 6 million new jobs, more jobs in 1 year than any time before. Unemployment dropped, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. New business applications grew by 30%, the biggest increase ever. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise. Actually got a raise. People, the bottom 40%, saw their income go up the most of all that got a raise. We cut health insurance premiums for millions of American families, and we just made surprise medical bills illegal in this country. You know those bills you get that you don't expect after $2,000 to $5,000 from the hospital beyond what you thought you were going to have to owe because the consultation you weren't told was going to cost that much? No more. They're now illegal. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan and other actions we've taken, we've seen record job creation, record economic growth in the past year.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a short detour. Just heard a guy speak who purports to be a Roman Catholic and goes to church on Sundays with his family. And when I attended church, when I was growing up, at a very early age, I learned that lying, not telling the truth, that's a sin. That's a sin. And I just heard that income is up, employment is up, record economic growth, record job creation. Saying that, well, I mean, you really have to twist the truth to I guess you could have record economic growth, you know, as people lose their jobs. It could be a record in the negative territory. I guess that's true. But from where I sit, prices are up, inflation's up, shortages are all around, and patting oneself on the back about all these wonderful achievements is ridiculous. We are in a nosedive, class. And anyone who doesn't see it's an idiot. I'm sorry to use, you know, strong language like that, but that's absolutely positively true. But I'll bet if someone were to tell you that the economy's really strong, everything's looking great, I'll bet if you look down at their feet, they're wearing flip-flops. Kathy, I'm sorry for the detour, but I just can't help it. Anybody who believes this nonsense is an idiot. Things are not great. People are destitute. Crime's out of control. Burglaries are up. Robberies are up. Murders up. Domestic violence disputes up. Suicides up. Death is up. Infections up. You know, there might be some silver lining somewhere. You have to show me, because I just really don't see it. Kathy, back to you.
Well, people that just watch the mainstream news, if it really hasn't affected them, they probably don't see it. I am starting to hear people, when I have conversations with them, talk about, we can't get this, and the prices are going up. It's true. You know, one of the things, Vince, that we wanted to discuss today was prices, and we also wanted to discuss, like, repurposing items. So you brought up plastic buckets. So I made a list. Some of these I do. Some of these I've heard of that I don't do. Can I just go ahead and read it, and then any of them that jump out at you, jump in?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I have lots of buckets, and every time I get more, I always get the question, what do you need those buckets for? But I use them, and I know after a while, sometimes the handles crack off, or you know they get holes in them and things. But before I get started on that, I want to say that I was doing a little reading because I have a few buckets that are stuck together, and a couple things that you should do is, first of all, you know, don't smash them down together when you're putting them away, but you should wipe them off and make sure they're dry. But I was reading, and this is a couple tips that people had. One was you can use a hairdryer on it, on the bottom bucket, because of the heat. Or you can put it in hot water and let it set for a while, and then the top bucket should come off. Another suggestion was you can use an air compressor, or if you don't have one, you can use, like, the forced air in the can, pressurized air. They take the little nozzle and find, like, an indentation. And I actually watched a video, and the bucket just sort of lifted out. They were stuck together. One guy took the spring clothespins. He took the spring out, the little wooden ones, and he glued them on the bucket so that the other bucket, kind of under where those rims are, the bottom rims, so that the buckets couldn't go all the way down. He just took the flat set, almost like a shim. Does that make sense, Vince, what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. What you're saying is raise the bottom, the inside bucket up a little bit so it doesn't bottom out, and have almost an airtight seal bucket within bucket. And by the way, class, the reason buckets are shaped like buckets are shaped, where they're smaller at the bottom and larger at the top, the reason is so that when the plastic is put in the mold and they want to get the bucket out of the mold, if the bottom was bigger, they wouldn't be able to get it out of the mold. So the bottom has to be smaller. That's why you see all of these plastic products, they don't have flat sides. They're all smaller at the base than they are at the top. So that's why. And yes, and the other thing you could do, Kathy, I mean, those are really great suggestions. You could use the air compressor, just blow with a blowgun at the end of the air compressor hose between the top bucket and the bucket at the bottom, blow air there to increase the space between the two buckets, and it'll lift out. Absolutely. Hair dryer to warm up the outer bucket, because as the plastic gets heated, it expands. That means that the bottom bucket gets a little larger than the bucket inside it. You can pull them apart, or you can put it in the sun. Put the bucket in the sun upside down so that the bottom bucket that you want to lift off the top bucket will get heated by the sun. The plastic will expand in the sun, and that's another way you can do it. You're absolutely correct. Back to you.
Well, I have a few of those. So normally my husband gets them apart for me, but I'm going to try that because I made the mistake of just stacking them, and I'm sure they were dirty or I was in a hurry. Okay, I use some for my gardening tools. Like if I know I'm just going to take some and go to a certain area. I also have an old metal, I don't even know if they make them anymore, but they're the old metal bucket. I use that for most of them just because it's sturdy. You mentioned the chicken, for the chickens. Some people have used them for like art supplies to keep art or painting supplies in there. If you got desperate and you didn't have plumbing, you could use it as a toilet. Put a seat on it and put a bag in there if you had to. And there's a couple different times I've heard people, there's a system where they have a plank and they use them as mouse traps. I've never done it, but they go up the plank and then they fall in the bucket and they drown. You can grow plants if you drill holes in the bottom. You can also use them for, like, putting your used oil in there and putting your tools in there, like your shovels and hoes and spades and things like that. So I use that, and then I take, like, one of those plastic Folgers containers from coffee, and then I put some old T-shirts in there, and I use that. I put them side by side, so I use that to kind of wipe off the tool. And a pair of gloves because it's real messy. But I use that, those two things. I don't have to buy any of that, so it's all reusable things. And I think you mentioned this before, Vince, about you can water your plants or your trees by drilling tiny holes in it and filling it up with water and just letting it drain through. Is that what you use, Vince?
Yeah. So I have buckets. Probably somewhere around 10 buckets that I've written on the side of them, so I know that they have holes in them because the holes are small. So what I do is, in the summer when we have a drought, I put the buckets out in the orchard. So we have fruit trees that are growing up, and I place them strategically around the base of the fruit tree, and I fill them up with water. And it might take half a day for the water to drip out. So I have just one hole. There's one small hole, and the hole would be about the diameter of a number two pencil lid. Now, that can get plugged up really easily. So if you've got leaves and debris in the bucket, that hole's going to get plugged up. So what happens is you take 5 gallons roughly, and I fill it with a garden hose. So I leave the bucket at the base of the tree, and I fill them up with a garden hose. And it will go drip, drip, drip for half a day. And so that water doesn't get wasted. It doesn't run off the surface of the soil. It goes right into the ground, and the trees really appreciate it. So I will do that day after day after day, maybe for a week. So I'm only using 5 gallons per tree per day, okay? And it really works well. And there's another thing I do. Same kind of thing, 5-gallon bucket with a small hole the diameter of a pencil lid. And for those of you who use electric fences, you know, for cows and horses and other animals, the ground rod for the electric fence really likes to be in moisture. But in the heat of the summer, if you have a drought, you're not going to have much moisture at that ground rod. So what I do is I take the same bucket with one hole in it, and I place it right near the ground rod, and I fill it up with water. And I leave the bucket there. So the bucket prevents evaporation of the water that is drip, drip, dripping right where the ground rod for the electric fence is. And that works great as well. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Well, Vince, I never heard of it, but it's a great idea. Because I don't have an electric fence, but what a great idea. And, you know, the other thing, Vince, you just made me think about this with drilling the hole. I think that would be a great idea for any item that you transplant because it needs that slow drip. And especially when you're trying to transplant something and you get like a hot spell, I think even like a smaller bucket, if you just have like some seedlings or something or small transplants or, you know, anything. Like I have mounds and I have wildflowers behind just because of they're so high and they were hard to cut. We're trying to grow wildflowers in there, but the ground is really awful. So I think if I drill half a dozen of those buckets and put them out there when I transplant, and like you said, just leave them there or fill them up. I think most of the stuff that I try to transplant out there would survive.
So, you know, the buckets that ice cream comes in, mm-hmm. you know, like you get a, mm-hmm. okay. So our son was traveling and he found a guy that's selling buckets. And this guy had, you know, the 5 gallon buckets, 6 gallon buckets, 4 gallon buckets, some with lids, some brand new, some used. And he had the size that's used for ice cream. So let's say it could be a gallon, roughly. And had the lids for him. The lids were priced separately. So our son, I think he bought a total of maybe 30 of them. And I'm thinking, okay, 30? And so we use them all the time. So Mrs. Finelli will go out with the chickens, and she'll, you know, grab a bucket, you know, one of these ice cream style buckets of chicken scratch. She goes out and talks to the cow. She'll fill up a bucket with what they call bucket rattlers, which are also called range cubes. They're like dog biscuits for cows. And you can feed them one at a time, and the cows will come up to you, and they love them. They're like candy, I guess, to a cow. And there's another thing that we use these buckets for. So we have these hydrants around the farm, which are water faucets that come out of the ground. It's a galvanized pipe coming out of the ground with a handle. And you lift up on the handle and water comes out of a hose connection, you know, a garden hose type connection. But when it's really cold out, the moisture can freeze those hydrant handles so you can't open them up. So what we do is we've got buckets upside down on the hydrants. And that, you know, I guess it keeps them from corroding as quickly and it works really great. It doesn't look that great. You know, if we had a homeowners association, they'd probably complain about it, but we don't have one of those.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, we're talking about building your own chicken feeder. And it costs you a little over a dollar if you get a bucket for, you know, around a dollar. But it got really cold here, and we knew it was going to get really cold overnight, about 8 degrees. And the chickens, we have a Quonset hut, kind of a homemade Quonset hut. It has horse panels, which are like cattle panels, but the openings in the grid are 2 inches by 4 inches. So, you know, the predators have a really tough time. So, raccoons, etc., armadillo have a tough time, you know, getting in there. Actually, they can't. And so both sides of the chicken house have been fabricated out of wood and has a lap siding. So it's kind of a nice chicken house, except it looks like a Quonset hut. And there's a door that you can kind of, you know, walk in. You have to crouch. But so the chickens are in these horse panels, which are about 16 feet long and about 5 feet wide. And what you do is you hoop them. You build a frame. And the frame would be roughly 5 to 6 feet wide. And you just take the horse panel and you just kind of bend it and attach it to the frame that you make around the bay, around the perimeter. And so it now looks like a hoop house. And then what we did was we attached a cover over it. And the best cover, believe it or not, is something that's thrown away. And so if you go to buy lumber at the lumber yard, you'll see that they've got stacks of lumber that come from, you know, on the trucks. And they've got these white covers typically. And it will say Boise Cascade or whatever the lumber mill is. And on the outside. And if you ask the lumber yard if they could save some of those for you, they're big enough to cover your hoop house. And they'll last probably close to 8 years, maybe a little longer. So our lumber yard likes us because we buy a lumber from them, and they just save them for us, and they give them to us. And that's the covering. And we use those ratchet straps, like the kind you get at the Chinese factory tool outlet, to hold the lumber covers in place. And then we can increase or decrease the amount of airflow. So in the summer, we just need to maybe have a third of the wire mesh covered. In the winter, probably 95% of the wire mesh covered. But last night, I built a 120 volt infrared heater for them. I took roughly a four inch wide board, 30 inches long. I mounted two pancake style ceiling boxes on it, and I wired it with an old computer power cord. And so I have two lamps. One happened to be 125 watts. The other was an infrared 250 watt. And I have the porcelain fixtures. I have it as high as I can. So it's about 3 feet higher than the chickens. The chickens are on the roost below it. And that saved their lives overnight. So you can do that. Kathy, any comments?
Well, good for you, Vince, because, first of all, I'm sure you wouldn't want to lose all your chickens, but that would be, I guess, kind of cruel to have them freeze like that if they didn't have the protection. So that's great advice for people that are in your situation.
Yeah, and so you want to keep them, out of the rain. You want to keep them out of the snow. And so, the open end is about 15 feet away from where the chickens roost on a pole, horizontal in the chicken house. And above them, the same direction, are these two infrared lights. So I'm going to buy some more. I'm going to buy some more of these infrared lights. And you can buy them for about $3 a piece. They last about 2,000 hours. Now, you don't want to overheat the chickens. So you got to, it's the kind of thing you have to figure out. And so ultimately, I'm probably going to put a light switch, an exterior light switch on the outside of this chicken house, and run an extension cord when I need it, and just flip the switch and make it more convenient. But, it took me several hours to fabricate this piece of wood with two porcelain fixtures and the electrical boxes and wire them up. I soldered it because the chickens emit a lot of ammonia, which is corrosive, and I didn't want the connections to corrode and arc and cause a fire, and burn down the village. So, you can do those kinds of things. It takes me a long time to fabricate because if it's not perfect, I don't like it. So I spend a lot of time to get it right. But, if you have animals, class, if you're going to keep them captive, it's your responsibility to keep them alive. You can't neglect them. So if you've got, dogs and cats, it's 8 degrees, don't leave them outside. They'll be dead by morning. Seriously. And it's your job to feed them. So, any other questions or thoughts or comments, Kathy?
Vince, you were talking about small buckets, and I like the ice cream buckets, too. And I use them when I pick my berries. And what I do is I take a belt, I put it around my waist, and I put the handle through there so it hangs so I can use both hands. So that I can continue on after the break, Vince.
Yeah, great idea. And where do you get the buckets? Those ice cream and frosting type buckets? You can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. You can go to the cake department, the bread department, and say, y'all have those buckets. Can you save some for me? They'll charge you 99 cents and they'll give you a handful of them. Seriously. Nothing goes out the door for free. So probably 99 cents and you can get maybe 5, 6, 10 buckets. And the food grade, because they had frosting in them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.